Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Beautiful day in the state of Minnesota. Just thought I would share that with you. Folks, you have yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. That would be me. And if you'd like to check us out online, you know what to do. If you don't, I'm about ready to tell you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, or go over to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can also follow us on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. Don't forget, double E, BradleyDean1. And or you can go over to Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media Facebook. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We're going to jump over to Sons of Liberty Media in just a moment here. If you'd like to call in at any time, friends, during the next hour, that phone number is 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. I wanted to share with you, friends, as well on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, jumping over there real quick, win a Joshua MK5. Today's the last day. Today is the last day to win that Joshua MK5. The way to sign up is go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Scroll down just a little bit on the right. You'll see Win a Joshua MK5, that beautiful weapon. Click onto it. Do what you're asked to do. Required information. And then we will be letting you know in the next couple of days as to who won that beautiful MK5. Really, folks, it really is a nice MK5. You got to check the pictures out on this website because we always want to put, you know, as they say, a picture is worth a thousand words. Oh, my friends, it really is. It really is. Going to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, a lot of stuff going on, friends. We have Marco Rubio announced his presidential campaign, even though he's constitutionally ineligible. Also going over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, video discovered during investigation, four men rape unconscious woman in the broad daylight on a beach in Florida during spring break. The cops got wind of the video, and a couple of them have been arrested. He said it was like watching a bunch of vultures come down on a carcass. Folks, we got some sick-minded people out there, and we have an administration that's helping that sickness along and helping them commit their crimes. If they're not allowing it, they're teaching them how to commit the crimes. So go ahead and check that out, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also have an unearthed video. This is interesting, friends, of Muslim Nazi armies raised for Hitler. For those that did not know, there is a lot of similarities going on in this country since September 11th and what's going on today in your country. The leader of the Muslim world, Mufti al-Hassani, raised Muslim armies for Hitler, for those that did not know. They were his mercenaries to do his killing in part for them. Check out the video, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also going over to what we have, friends. My goodness gracious, there is tons of stuff. FBI whitewashing Saudi connection to September 11th. Check out the Bush connection, friends. Again, a lot of similarities taking place in your country. Also, we have Rand Paul tries to split the baby on same-sex marriage. Now, folks, you know in the past I've talked about libertarians. They want a government that just looks, it looks just like them. They want to erect an idol, but they want to be the idol. They want the government to look like them. They're God. They're the ones that are in charge, as do the Democrats, as do the Republicans. Folks, we're ruled by law in this country, not by opinions. And by the way, for those that serve we the people as representation in this country, they have no business tearing down the Constitution, attempting to erect it to look just like them. Do you understand that? We're, again, ruled by law, not by opinion. Rand Paul tries to split the baby on same-sex marriage. Listen to this. On Sunday, Rand Paul presented his view of same-sex marriage never in the history of mankind, friends. He said it's just as fine a matter of contract between two people. He said, I see no reason why, if the marriage contract conveys certain things, that if you want to marry another woman, that you can do that, but you're going to have a contract. But the thing is, the religious connotation of marriage that has been going on for thousands of years, in other words, let's stick to tradition, in other words, attached to old customs, he said, I still want to preserve that. Well, good for you, Rand. You probably could have both, he said. You could have both traditional marriage, which I believe in, and then you could also have the neutrality of the law that allows people to have contracts with another. No, wait a second. Let me say it again. They didn't define marriage. The government did not. Therefore, they cannot redefine it, and neither can a libertarian. And for those that do not know what a libertarian is, libertarian, defined out as a Webster's 1828, means without the restraint of law. So let me ask you a question, friends. Just ask. Because if I had Rand on the radio right now, we've had his dad on the radio a couple times, but if I had Rand on the radio right now, I'd ask him the difference between him and those that he opposes. Or maybe what there's maybe that's the very explanation that I might need, and maybe I'm answering my own question with the question, is the fact that, wait a second, maybe this is why there's no serious contention going on in the House or in Congress or through our representation, because nobody's really set on what the law or the Constitution says. Rather, well, you know, let's just go along to get along. You know, let's just try to come up with some kind of a compromise. I mean, folks, I'm tired of this diplomacy. Are you not? And diplomacy, as we know, Ben Franklin rightly said, diplomacy is seduction in another guise. I'm sick and tired of the compromise. And these are the kind of compromises, friends, that are destroying your country. They want to be politically correct. They don't want to offend anybody. Folks, listen, they don't want to offend less than 1.7% of the population. Who cares? And if you want to look up the word and the definition for offend, it means anything contrary to God's moral law. Again, Webster's 1828. And how couldn't it be that way? Due to the fact that the man that actually wrote Webster's Dictionary in 1828, Noah Webster, it's right on the front of the dictionary itself, when you open it up, it says, the man that taught millions to read in one and not one to sin. In other words, not one was ever taught by Noah Webster or our founding forefathers to actually transgress God's moral law. 1 John 3:4. Isn't that crazy? Bradley, I didn't know that. I know that's why you're listening to us, and that's why we appreciate it. Friends, again, there's so much to talk about today. I got to get to a couple things, and then what I want to do is I want to get over to the musicians that are the real legislators in your country, like it or not. It was actually Socrates that said, let me write the music of a nation. Control its people. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. And on the other side, we're going to jump on that topic. Oh, hey, forgot about this. Did you know that the White House opens first gender-neutral restroom? Oh, and there's Valerie Jarrett again. Wait, didn't I just tell you this a couple weeks ago? Yeah, I did. We're going to hit on that real quick as well. Lots to talk about. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Wow, folks. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Anytime you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, I got to highlight some more of these before we jump topic here. And Department of Defense, the Bible, Constitution, and Declaration of Independence contribute to sexism, discrimination. I did want to let you know, I got a couple I told you so's coming up here. You want to understand a prophetic ministry? Watch what's said today and then pay attention to what's going on in the up and coming days, weeks, and months. Okay? Interestingly enough, I'd shared with you not too long ago, I believe it was last month, about how this administration's aim is to upend your sovereignty. We can see them doing that. I have a friend that is a former CIA agent who told me that the objective for this administration is to destroy the Constitution of the United States and its Christian heritage. We can see that's happening today. So go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, read for yourself, Department of Defense, the Bible, Constitution, and Declaration of Independence contribute to sexism, discrimination, okay, according to this criminal administration. Going on, we have a warning for Obama, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Read Isaiah 5 when you get some time. Also wanted to let you know, this is rather interesting, sonsoflibertymedia.com, attorneys warn Supreme Court, sodomite unions will bring God's judgment on America. There's no question about it. Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. In other words, if you want to dare the justice of God, go ahead and do it, but you're going to get a response. These attorneys are wide awake to what's going on concerning the sodomites. And also, it'd be good for the American people to pay attention as to why all the homosexuals are getting all this state-controlled media attention. It's for a purpose, friends. Rest assured, it is for a purpose. One more article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Bronx bigamist who may have helped terrorists infiltrate America caught not paying subway fare. In other words, they have women in the United States of America marrying foreigners and then divorcing them right away. Check that out on sonsoflibertymedia.com if there's not. Hey, folks. If the enemy doesn't go through the front door, he'll always go through the back door. And what they're doing is they're marrying women, then they're getting divorced. Well, this particular woman was married, I believe, 11 times, and then she was divorced shortly thereafter. And they're paying her to come into the United States of America to marry them, because that's their doorway to come to America, and they're finding out that they have terrorist ties. Also wanted to let you know, here's another I told you so. Oh, my goodness. It's overkill, friends. We know that the TSA is unconstitutional. Read Article 4 of the Bill of Rights. A couple agents were just fired for groping attractive men. Folks, you should also look at the pedophile crimes, sex crimes, as well as concerning theft, concerning those that work in the TSA. So you want to see the fruit of an illegal bureaucracy, go ahead and look at the TSA. And for those that did not know, airports do not have to have TSA. Just wanted to let you know that. And of course, the state-controlled media would get in there and ostracize and demonize and polarize them and say, aren't you looking out for the good of the American people? Why don't you just pull the curtain back and see who is actually financially gaining from the TSA, like the George Soros subs of the day and all these scams. And, oh, boy, oh, boy, hey, look who's making all the money here. The international fraudster himself, Mr. George Soros. Here's another I told you so. Remember how just last week I was talking to you about what's going on concerning the reason Obama is sympathetic to Iran? And interestingly enough, we also found out that the Obama's Iranian-born advisor, architect of deal. Now, notice we were talking about this just last week, and we all know who she is, right? Valerie Jarrett. She's the one that said, I'm Iranian by birth and of my Islamic faith. Now, also keep in mind, I shared with you, friends, that this is the reason a deal was struck concerning the Iranians, because of Valerie Jarrett. This is Barack Hussein Obama's, Obama's mama. Okay, his boss. She's the one that wears the pants. She tells Barack Hussein Obama what pair of pants that he's supposed to wear that day. Okay, she said, now this is news today, by the way, we were talking about this last week again, but interestingly enough, I just want to highlight her, because Valerie Jarrett, Barack Hussein Obama's boss, who lives in the White House, said in 1977, when she was at Stanford University, she said, I'm an Iranian by birth and of my Islamic faith. I'm an Iranian by birth and of my Islamic faith. I'm an Iranian by birth and of my Islamic faith. I'm also an American citizen, and I seek to help change America to be more Islamic and a more Islamic country, she said. My faith guides me, and I feel like it's going well in the transition of using freedom of religion in America against itself. Against itself, against itself, against itself, through totalitarian methods, through totalitarian methods. And I'm not stuck. I'm trying to make my point. And by the way, this does not excuse Barack Hussein Obama. No. It's more of an indictment concerning his effeminate side that he would take orders from a woman that's born, that's Iranian born, and that is an Islamist. So, I told you so, and now it's national news, friends. But again, as I told you, that people are listening to the radio show and they turn their talking points. They do. They do. Now, we're also finding out, friends, across the board that there's a congressman who demands answers on the influx of Syrian refugees into South Carolina. They're also finding out right now that there's an ISIS running training camp on Texas border. Okay, folks, I'm sick and tired of it. This is all created stuff. This is, without a doubt, the judgment of God, like it or not. That might sound a little weird to you professed Christians that don't know the Word of God, but guess what? Regardless if you know it or not, he's still enforcing the law, because in the spirit, the law is perpetual. It's always at work. But friends, I have no good news to bring to you outside of those that have their faith and hope in Christ. Sorry. Not my job. I'm simply telling you that you have become a godless nation since the 60s, in the 50s, in the 40s, and ever since then to the present, because the American people have allotted this. Okay? And so in saying that, friends, I you know, Folks, going to Hillary Clinton, we exposed her last week too, right? Just another point. Well, they're finding out, just like Barack Hussein Obama, a good portion, 70% of Barack Hussein Obama's Twitter accounts, completely fabricated. It's fake. He doesn't have the support that you want, the state-controlled media wants you to believe he has, okay? They just found out that Hillary Clinton, her Twitter account is fake as well. Of course. Because they know that the American people are awake to them. But America, why is it that they're there? Why are they still there? That's the real question. This is a mockery of who you are. Also wanted to highlight, communists find effective tool in gay marriage. By the way, did you know that the communists, they throw their homosexuals into insane asylums? The way that they used to incarcerate them in the United States of America? Oh, and great point. Great bridge, Bradley. Hey, I'm patting myself on the back. That was great. Did you also know that White House opens first gender-neutral restroom? It urges ban on help for homosexual youth. Case in point, the White House opened its first gender-neutral restroom on Wednesday. You want to know why America's confused? Because of what you tolerate from your White House. The same day that an executive order took effect prohibiting federal contractors from doing business with those that discriminate based on sexuality or gender identity. See how they are browbeating those that don't go along with them, friends? An executive order? An immoral executive order in America? Who do they think they're kidding, friends? Who do they think? Either you do it our way or else you're a discriminator. You're a bigot. You're a hater. You're this, that, and the other thing. This is nothing new. This is how they operate. They shout and they shoot. They shout and they shoot. White House opens first general neutral restroom. The restroom is located in the Eisenhower Executive Office Building nearing the West Wing of the White House. The White House allows staff and guests to the restrooms consistent with their gender identity, which is in keeping with the administration's existing legal guidance on this issue and consistent with what is required by the executive order that took effect Wednesday for federal contractors. Spokesman Jeff Tiller told reporters in a prepared statement. In other words, hey, go do your job. We already told you what to say. You better stay inside of those talking points. Obama senior advisor Valerie Jarrett, brand new news, friends, also applauded the move in an op-ed that was published this week in the homosexual publication The Advocate. The president is determined to lead by example. He has hired more openly LGBT Americans to serve in his administration than any other in history, she wrote. Yep, 225 to be exact, along with transvestites. And we have closely examined our internal policies on everything from benefits to restroom access to how we invite people to events to ensure that everyone who enters this building feels safe and fully respected. Really? On Wednesday, Jarrett also issued a statement on behalf of the Obama administration calling for an end to what is called conversion therapy for homosexual youth. Folks, they are sanctioning child abuse.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 662237 extension 129.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We are at the 30-minute mark. Thank you for the phone calls, but do stick to the topic. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, I would love to stay on what's going on in this country again today, but I don't want to be a part of the problem. I want to be a part of the answer. Okay? And so in saying that is, again, putting your feet upon the rock and getting it out of the miry clay, the mud, and putting your feet on that path so you might see. Do all that you can do and leave your results up to God. Leave the results up to God, okay? His way or it's the highway. Well, let me put it this way. It's his way or it's the ditch, right? Because we see that the blind are leading the blind in this country today. Hey, folks, real quick, I do want to end with this concerning the last segment. The reason we're having problems with politicians, corrupt politicians in government today, is namely with the Ten Commandments and God's moral law, is because they don't want you to post, thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not commit adultery, and thou shalt not lie, because if it is, as well with lawyers and judges and politicians, it creates a hostile work environment because every one of them is guilty is H-E double hockey sticks. See? But again, we're not asking for permission from them that are corrupt and those that are violating and transgressing law in our country, right? Come on, say it back with me. Yeah, Bradley, we're not asking them for permission. No, and we're not asking for permission to obey God or the laws of our enumerated Constitution, correct? And it's laws, right? Nope, and it's embodiment of laws. The empires of law. The empire of laws, said John Adams. That's right, we're not asking for permission. Matter of fact, good government wants you to be in that position. They want you to resist unconstitutional, therefore unlawful acts from those that serve we the people. So, let's get back to this. Here's the topic. I can hear music in the background. Pop stars are real legislators. Now, I originally said Socrates is the one that said, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. Now, I'm bringing this up for the very purpose that we find that the whore herself, you guys probably know her as Madonna. She loves America so much. She was born in Michigan. Now she lives in England. That's how much she loves America. But she was just in D.C. recently telling everybody that came to her concert that there's a black Muslim in the White House today. He's fighting for gay rights as he's trying to snuff out yours, America. And then she said, you better blanking vote for Barack Hussein Obama. I don't know why she said that, but that's what she said. You better blanking vote for Barack Hussein Obama, Madonna did. Okay. She's also the same whore, by the way, that she's, you know, shaking everything she's got. And I personally think the woman is nasty. That's my opinion. But I wanted you to understand that she's the one out there trying to teach kids how to be immoral, dancing on stage, saying, I don't give a blank if I go to hell, in front of little 12 and 13 and 14-year-old girls, along with their parents that bought the tickets for them to go see her in the first place, of course. You know, train up a child in the way they will go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it. And see, on the other side of that sword, we can see that wisdom is justified by her children. Okay? So anyways, friends, I wanted you to understand that now she's writing books for children across the world, Madonna is, and she's also the one that, again, is teaching the young people how to actually commit the act in so many different ways. And then when she was approached by the parents in the United States of America, she said she pled the fifth. She used the Constitution of the United States as if to imply that she has the right to do and say whatever she wants to say without consequence, which, again, America, is completely untrue. So, did you know as well, Madonna, when she was on the Larry King Live Show, I got this on a video, it's called My War, if you'd like to check it out, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the store. She was asked the question, so what is it that your daughter watches on TV? And she replied with, my daughter's not allowed to watch that filth. Your daughter's not allowed to watch that filth, but that's all you do is promote that filth. Yep, filth in, filth out, right? So again, going back to the point, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. Now, it's said that Plato quoted by Grote, okay? So rather, Socrates, Plato, or Grote said it. It doesn't matter. It's a great point. Now, when I was on a television interview in California some time back, I was asked what the people thought of my appearance when doing events across the country, as if to say that politicians are the standard in conveying the message to bring about resolve to the American people. I responded with, well, because I'm 6'5", have long hair, tattoos, and I'm a drummer for an international band, Junkyard Prophet, and quite studly. Of course, I was being funny. I said on television, that's what my wife tells me. Though I'm having fun, the question came across as almost an insult to me. But I went on to tell about an experience I had in D.C. at a conference when I was invited to, where an individual asked me what I did for a living. After I told him what I did, he looked down on my profession just like the next generation does that receives my message. I then asked him what his favorite band was. Lo and behold, what came out of his mouth proved my point to a T. He started singing and hand-jesting as if he were playing guitar to one of those long-haired tattooed bands that he just thought was so ineffective. I then stated, if you look at the legislators in this country, they are not residing in the executive office or within our House of Representatives. They are not in Congress. The real legislators are those that are conveying the political message through their music, lyrics, and lifestyles, and actors, by the way. They are the guys and girls that you know of as rock stars or pop stars or as movie stars. I mean, let's go over to little Canadian Justin Bieber, okay? Let's put a bib on him for a moment, shall we? It wasn't too long ago he was busted for a DWI or DUI, as well as being under the influence of antidepressants and marijuana at the same time. That's completely dangerous, my friends. His mugshot was of little Justin smiling big as if to say, nothing to fear, there will be no consequence for endangering the lives of those who were on the same road as I was. And of course the soft judge will just smack me on the hand. because we know that soft judges produce hardened criminals. Yep, we know that. Matter of fact, I can give you a little rabbit trail on that one, friends. In 1992, a man was busted 18 times drinking and driving. You know what the judge did? He thought it was his duty, as he made light of judgment with the lack of enforcement of the law. He had told that individual that broke the law 18 times drinking and driving on the streets of California and the highways of California that he needed to move closer to the liquor store. Point proven. And if for those that think that might be funny, you might just want to forget about the 11,000 people that were slaughtered on the streets last year because of those that wanted to drink and drive. They didn't understand what no meant. And they knew that if they killed anybody, they would only serve 3 to 7 years anyways. No big deal. Get 3 squares a meal, college education, so on and so forth in prison. You know, I mean, come on, folks. What's the big deal? I mean, you have a system today that's teaching you 3 strikes and then you're out. So go ahead and commit 3 violations of law and then we're going to deal with you seriously. So going back to Little Biber, you need to understand who they're using. Remember, keep in mind, nothing to fear. There will be no consequence for endangering the lives of those who are on the same road as I was at Little Biber. Folks, are you hearing and seeing the next generation? What is little Justin's message? His message is, do as I do, go and hang out at a strip club with your daddy, drink and drive if you want to, disrespect authorities, smoke dope, folks, actually the dope smokes you, fornicate, have sex before marriage, and in turn, I ask, what do those that follow little Justin do? Well, they do the exact same things that they were taught to do. And to prove my point, Brian McKnight, the R&B singer, told Bang Showbiz that he believed Justin's wild antics are a part of a plan to get people even more interested in his music, of course, to sell his message. Hey, folks, what is it that they're conveying through their lifestyles? Lawlessness. Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. Is it the politicians? Is it the judges, friends, that are conveying the message? Nope. It's not. It's the musicians. It's the actors. Now, let's go over to some other fools that are willing to channel lawlessness by helping destroy the America that we now know. And folks, you're going to understand exactly what I'm talking about. Reaping and sowing, national sins. George Harrison of the Beatles stated, the main thing is to get the kids, nail you when you're young, brainwash you, then they've got you for the rest of your life. Loose talk, Rolling Stones, he said that in 1970. Is that true? Is the apple fallen from the tree, friends, that we can see? Didn't fall too far, did it? We can go over to Marilyn Manson, recording artist. He's the guy that rips the Bible up for students and tells them it's a bunch of BS at his concerts. All of his band members are named after serial killers. He said, I don't know if anyone has really understood what we're trying to do to lure people in. Once we've got them, we can give them our message. Hit Prater, October 1996, page 28. Again, remember, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws. Folks, we can see that in America. And in America, it's up the ante on tempting to Justin the Holy God by attempting to advocate on television what God has called not sin, my friends, but an abomination through homosexual marriage. Isn't it interesting how the homosexuals are trying to convince the American people that everyone is happy and accepting of their abominable life choices? Read Deuteronomy 30:19. In fact, the opposite is true. Wasn't too long ago we seen Katy Perry at the Grammys with her witchy performance singing a new song, Dark Horse. By the way, it was my friend, a producer out of Nashville, that actually discovered Katy Perry. She was raised a Christian girl. Her parents were missionaries. And now she's completely anti-Christ. I'll tell you why she's anti-Christ. Because she never knew what the cross was in the first place. She was performing at the Grammys, her witchy performance singing a new song, Dark Horse. This once self-proclaimed Christian put herself up to be burned at the cross. By the way, this is how heretics are martyred. And one has to wonder as to what her daddy, who is a preacher, was thinking. When we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to sew this thing up, friends. We're going to get over to Beyonce and others. Some might even surprise you. Jimi Hendrix. Whoa, who else is in there? Oh, my goodness. Tom Morello, Audio Slave, Rage TV. Does music really have that much of an impact? Well, you tell me. Look at the fruit of what they've taught the up-and-coming generations.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and From Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives an instant rapport with his generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment, folks. Let me write the music of the nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. Is it true? Absolutely it is. The main thing is to get the kids, nail you when you're young, brainwash you, then they've got you for the rest of their life. Who said that? George Harrison, the Beatles. Marilyn Manson, I don't know if anyone has really understood what we're trying to do to lure people in. Once we've got them, we can give them our message, our message, our message. We saw the little Christian hypocrite herself, Beyonce, again a self-proclaimed Christian, showing the world what she's got in all without shame. Hey friends, remember, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. I mean, here we have Britney Spears and we have others getting up at the MTV Awards sometime back, literally strip dancing for the world to see all. And then they have the audacity to go up to the pulpit and receive their awards from MTV. And then they have the audacity to thank Jesus Christ. Huh. What is going on? Read Matthew 24, 5 through 8. How many times did Jesus say, be not deceived, be not deceived, be not deceived. Take heed unto yourselves, take heed unto yourselves. Be smart, be wise, be not deceived. We started out talking about Madonna, how she said that there's a black Muslim in the White House, and you better effing pray, vote for him. That's what she said. She's a piece of work, friends. I mean, she really is. It wasn't too far back that she was dressed up as a witch with gold teeth. Why all the satanic innuendo and immoralities? Because that's what they're teaching the people. Do what you want to do. And no wonder Satan, the enemy to the praise and worship of God, means to usurp and instill pride into his lawless ones. Read Ezekiel 28:12-14. To say things are getting a little weird, to underestimate the capabilities of man's fallen nature, is to underestimate the situation, friends. Yet again, what do we see? We see those who are willing to fall down to the enemy of their souls, sell their souls, and worship him with a whore's forehead. Read Matthew 4:9. America is witnessing the last stages to a civilization that's about ready to fall under major judgment. Again, Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. It was John Adams, the second president of the United States, that stated that decadence follows luxury. Decadence follows luxury. Decadence is defined as a show of low morals and a great love of pleasure, money, and or fame. Is that what's going on in this country today? Yep. And it's interesting because, hey, folks like Katy Perry and these other Beyonce and these professed little Christian girls that go to Hollywood, everybody points the finger and says, Hollywood's destroyed them. No, Hollywood didn't destroy them. They destroyed themselves by subjecting themselves to what Hollywood mandated from them. Nobody made them do anything. Hey, folks, don't get to the point where you start blaming, well, the devil made me do it. No, the devil didn't make you do anything. You made a choice to do it. But friends, I got a question for you. What are these fools channeling? And let me ask you the next question. Who's buying their tapes and their CDs to keep them afloat? But again, let me go back to the point. What are these fools channeling? I'll tell you. New legislation. Remember Madonna again and Britney Spears kissing on television for the world to see through MTV? And what came right after that? Well, they wanted to push something called homosexual marriage. Hey, folks, it's as if someone is trying to push a political message through these imbeciles, these useful idiots. And doesn't it strike you that what these debased individuals are promoting is what the government is attempting to pass as new legislation? Of course, hand in glove, them first. Corruption in government knows that the people will never accept if it comes from them. So they attempt to normalize the crime towards heaven itself until they do. Listen to what Jimi Hendrix said back in the 60s. Some of you burnt hippies can remember this guy. He said, music is a spiritual thing of its own. He said, you can hypnotize some of the people with music. And when you get them at their weakest point, you can preach into their subconscious what we want to say. He said that in 1969, October 3rd, Life magazine, page 74. So, herein is my point to all of the debasement. These musicians and these musicians do what is illegal and unlawful on stage. Matter of fact, you can go to little Miley Cyrus, that little whore too. Smoking dope on stage for all the little girls to watch. Oh, cool, man. We need to do what Miley's doing. Isn't it interesting? Her daddy's coming out saying, Satan's destroyed my family. No, you allowed Satan to destroy your family. You opened the door for him to come in and do what he did. And you're acting accordingly. But here's little Miley smoking dope on stage, and then what do all the politicians begin to advocate? Let's normalize. Let's legalize marijuana. Let's legalize homosexuality. Let's legalize this, that, and the other thing. And folks just think they've already legalized the murder of the innocent in the womb. What won't they legalize if the American people go along to get along to their own demise? Shameful, embarrassing. You know, I was talking to a prophet friend of mine not too long ago, and I said to him, you know, I got to be honest with you, man. I'm ashamed of what the people have allowed this country to become. I'm ashamed of it. And that's why I'm here righting the wrongs, regardless if anybody else likes it or not, if anybody else is with me or not. You know what? Leadership, my friends. And a leader is not to be a leader of consensus. He's a molder of consensus. In other words, I'm by the grace of God, I am not moving. And here again, here's my point. These musicians do what's illegal and unlawful on stage, only to promote the next agenda the government attempts to pass as new legislation. Don't shout me down. Gun control measures, Hollywood, teaching gangbangers, rappers, teaching gun crimes, and then you have politicians, it works both ways, trying to grab your guns away. Who taught them how to commit the crime? Marijuana use, homosexual marriage, underage drinking, that's a part of all of it. Satanism, that's a part of all of it. Evolution, that's a part of all of it. Fornication, sex before marriage. Maybe they should read 1 Corinthians 6:9. Hey, by the way, this is conservative talk, friends. I'm giving you the answer at every turn. That's why I'm giving you scripture. I'm injecting scripture into your bloodline. So, friends, I'm asking you the question, who are the legislators? The musicians or the governments? Or are they working hand in glove? They are. It's as if someone behind the scenes is purposing all of this. They are. This is exactly what they're doing. You need to understand their methodology, but they're using you to do it. You're empowering it. Guitarist Tom Morello of Audioslave said on Rage TV, "We're able to seduce some people in by the music who are then exposed to a different political message." Did you hear what he said? "We are able to seduce some people in by the music who are then exposed to a different political message. Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people." That's right. Was he right? Absolutely he was. And it's these fools that are helping destroy America. Friends, you need to pay attention to what you're listening to, because you might be surprised. If we were to get into specifics concerning musicians today, we can go to Garth Brooks, we can go to Charlie Pride, we can go to, hey listen, we can go to every genre of music, and I can rip it up for you 13 different ways. And you can say, well, it has nothing to do with it. Oh, it has everything in the world to do with it, because they are the legislators. Friends, we got some new product out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store. We'd also invite you to be a son or a daughter. Be a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. Do check out that store. We got some awesome stuff. We got some brand new t-shirts coming in. Steph's got some new stuff coming out for all of you daughters of liberty. So, friends, do check it out. And also do consider supporting this ministry. Friends, we are fighting for our posterity, who is subjected to everything and protect it from nothing. As you know, we just got back off a couple weeks ago from a West Coast tour, East Coast tour, and we were also in Wisconsin there, and we're going to be in Arizona coming up real soon here again in the beginning of May to rock and roll out there. We're going to be doing the largest tea party in the United States of America for the third time. So they must like the message out there. But the people realize that they're looking for leadership. And by the way, friends, I didn't apply for the job. I'm just doing it. I'm looking for leadership every day of the week. That's why I'm in the Word of God constantly and reading the Constitution. That's how important it is, friends, to me. And we can do this. I want you to be encouraged, and I want you to understand that we can do this. God doesn't need a majority to prevail. He needs a minority. And with that minority, just ask Gideon, he'll show himself strong on the behalf of those that love him with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Do consider supporting the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, because we need the support. And just so you know, less than 0.5% of all finances that go to the young people in this country through the church go to the young people. Why is that, friends? And the only ones paying attention to what's going on with our posterity is the criminal in the White House. And he's on my turf, friends. So it's time that he backs off. What do you think of that? The way that you can answer that is by supporting us. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We love you by what we do on this radio station, 1 John 3:18. We're showing you our love by what we do. We're showing you our faith by what we do. And that's how the world knows the Christ, because the Bible says we're written epistles for all men to read. Love you. Talk to you soon. Actually, in 23. Have a good night, and take care.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.